cliffcentral.com.
Hi. You know, it's a pity people don't know that we're actually listening to a song and we're actually dancing to it. So yeah. As the song ends, you know, I was actually twerking. It's a pity you can't see it. But remember, radio is what is it called again? It's a what of the mind?
Theater of the mind.
It's a theater of the mind. So I can make you believe anything that I'm actually wearing a black suit. Right?
What's up, Kiki?
Welcome to Belighted. My name is Romeo and I'm rolling with the one and only, the Ramster, as I call her. Welcome, Ramster, to another Monday.
Yeah, it is another Monday. Wow. What an eventful Monday. It's not even 10 hours old, but here we are. And hello, everyone. Welcome to Belighted with Ramen Romeo.
Yeah.
Palisa is busy here, busy playing with my boobs. Stop it. And yeah,
I'm so too young to see this.
Oh, you lie. You're loving it. You just don't want to tell us. But we are here. It's a beautiful Monday. What an eventful
weekend. Yeah.
We had.
Yeah.
How crazy. How insane.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, the ugly, and the fakes all in one. But then we're going to start with the good. Maramza, I know you went to The Voice.
Ah, yes.
I know you went to The Voice essay just the other
day. The Voice essay, yes. Season two, baby. Season two. Yeah. So the live recording started yesterday.
Yeah. And actually, I watched, because I couldn't
come. Did
come,
you see
but
me?
I
did try to wave.
No. It was too dark where you were sitting.
Ah, come on. And because I'm dark like that, you won't even see me. You're going to see my teeth.
Yeah, no.
If I do, get a smile going.
So don't, Osang Kapelech, I didn't see you.
Yeah. So anyway, can I give you a little rundown of
please,
my...
Please, tell me. Maybe it will make me happy.
Yeah. Anyway, so The Voice, you still have your judges. You have Karen, Zoid, you have Lyra, you have Bobby, and you have Khan. Of the Palatones, and you know, you can see that the crowd, I mean, it was packed. I mean, it was happening out at the Mosaic Theatre in Feland in Johannesburg, you know, next to Roddy Port, and the crowd was going crazy, you know, every time like Lyra would stand up and they would be screaming, and you can see how much they really love their judges as well. And so yesterday it was Tim Khan and Tim Curran who were performing. So they each have four contestants, and then next week it's going to be obviously Tim, Bobby, and Lyra. And for me, the talent to look out for is obviously, I think there's a guy called Freddy Lalendle from KZN.
Is it the guy with the bass with dreads to one side?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So
my prediction
is that whether he wins or not, he is going to be signed, because I think he's got a nice crossover appeal, and his voice tells a story, you know, through his lyrics. And also, I think one person that I vouch for is a lady called Z, and Z is from Grahamstown. She's a graduate. She's 23 years old. And what I like is she already has the audience in the palm of her hand. So the question is, what is she going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And then obviously, I think the favorite was they call him the captain, and Bobby was actually not afraid to say he's chubby.
Is it Fat Man? Oh, I like that he sang Captain.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, there we go.
I love that song. No, I actually don't love that song at all, but he sang it so well.
Yes.
I don't like that song because when we do corporate gigs, a whole lot of clients want that song. So I'm not happy that I know that it goes Captain. Captain, say yes, Mayna.
Yeah.
No, But he sang it really, really well. I think Kurt Darren would have been proud.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think, yeah, so go to CompuTickets to buy your The Voice SA live shows, CompuTickets, and obviously at the Mosaic Theatre. And every Sunday, you can watch The Voice South Africa, sponsored by Dial Direct, and on Mnet Channel 101 from 5:30, or every Monday night at 6 p.m. on Mnet City Channel 115.
And how much are the tickets? You haven't said how much the tickets are, in case people want to go.
You know, the problem with reading a press release, there was no price, so I don't know. But go to CompuTicket and you'll get it then. Obviously, you can also check it out on our website, which is www.mnet.tv/The Voice for more details and the voting information. Thank you.
Fantastic. Wow.
So I did my first live read.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You get 3 out of 10, but anyway.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. You know, you're always hating on me.
No, 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 I'm not hating on you. I'm just being honest.
Fine.
Okay, but then how was the rest of the week besides The Voice?
I think it was just a standard week, nothing major.
Nothing major.
Yeah, but I've been following what you've been doing, Detective Rami, on Twitter. So that was. Can so I you're going to tell us about that?
You know, yeah, I'm going to tell you about that. You know, when we've got so many kids missing, so many girls missing all over the place, mm-hmm. It's actually said that, you know, you retweet. And for instance, my Twitter account is not for to show people which shoes I bought, you know, or what I'm wearing that day. My Twitter is there. I call it, some of my friends, we call my Twitter account the community service Twitter account. Because if something happens, a child goes missing, someone's car is stolen, you know, mang graduated. I love retweeting stuff like that. It's not necessarily about myself per se. So I read other people's stories and then I highlight them, knowing that maybe some of the people who are on my in my pool of followers would have missed that. So I also want them to see it. So now with these whole things that are happening, trafficking, kids being killed and burnt, lovers strangling their girlfriends and all of that, when someone goes missing, then the first thing you want to do is to make people aware. So a friend of mine sends us a message and say, this friend of mine, her daughter is missing. And strange, okay, I've got a club, a women's club. Remember Mashadi Mutlana was here?
Yes.
Mashadi, Dr. Ntato Mutlana's daughter.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of other women like Bulelwa, like Rasuna, like Sonia Booth, like, a whole lot of us. It's a team of women and we call ourselves the August Club. And when people publish things in the August Club, for us, we take it seriously. So first, we started looking for this girl, Tando Madida. And Tando Madida's mother is not part of the August Club, but she's connected to about 3-4 women in the August Club. And when they say our friend's child is missing, what is the first thing that we did? Everyone at the August Club, we started retweeting, we started putting the posts. Some did it on Facebook and all of that. Some people did WhatsApp messages, broadcast messages. Then it turns out, to cut a long story short, I've been talking to her, and then Wulelo's younger sister is best friends with Tando, even though the girl is now lives in Cape Town, goes to school in Cape Town. Anyway, she drives to the place, you know, we're like frantic the whole weekend since Friday, frantic, running, driving back and forth, looking for this child. The mother's distraught. And then yesterday, these people, they mustn't call me. And then yesterday, eventually the mother says, by the way, I have, she just sends them the message, says she died. You know, this is the mother sending us a message to tell us that they found her dead. And because it was such a big deal, you know, obviously I would say, no, guys, fine, leave it. Thank you for helping us to look, but they found her. She had died. 10 minutes later, guys, this is like a sketch drama, soapy. 10 minutes later, we get a message saying, no, she's not dead. Now, I was also talking to some of, because you know me and the young kids, the youth. So I eventually start following their trail, and then I find one and I start talking to them. I'm like, tell me exactly what happened. Then she starts explaining this and that. And then we are talking on DM. Then after I heard that she had died, then I go back and I said to this child,
sorry, for those who are not on Twitter, DM is direct message.
Maromza, just like that, ne? And so I tell this young girl, I'm like, oh, I am so sorry. I just spoken to Stembile, Tando's mother, and she tells her that she didn't make it. They found her dead. And she's like, no, it can't be. You know, at that time, another friend of mine, people are crying. We are busy calling each other, going, oh my God, I don't believe it. What, you know, and I'm like beating myself up. What could we have done better? What were we supposed to do? You know, it was too late, blah, 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 blah. Then this other one starts telling me, no, ma. In fact, she's not dead. She faked the whole thing.
Oh, she faked it?
Well, that's what this one says. She says she faked the whole thing. And obviously I get angry. I'm like, you guys, with the thing, way things are happening right now in the country, this is not the time, the day to be doing pranks like this, because people are really missing. Now, I put a tweet which has been retweeted about 7,000 times. 7,000 people saw that and retweeted it, and they started letting other people away. And I'm not, it's not about me and my Twitter account, but I'm just saying everyone was eager to say, oh no, let's jump in. So next time, next week, tomorrow, today, someone else is going to go missing, and then I will retweet that. I will put that on Twitter, and then they'll be like, oh, is it not another one off? Then until we actually see a body. So now it happened that then Tando's mom, when she said the child had died, when the police told her we found a body, she immediately assumed it was her daughter before she saw the corpse. Only to get then realize, actually, no, it's not her. So, but now she has told everyone where the child had died.
Tando is still alive.
Tando is still alive, but she is technically missing. But then I think her friends know where she is because they're not saying exactly what's going on. But I think it's actually one of those things that the young ones need to learn and understand that, you know, when you get other countries, they arrest you for this. It's kind of what, defeating the ends of justice.
Yeah.
You know, you get, because already the police were involved. They went and searched for this girl overnight, the whole night and throughout the day. They were looking for her. You know, Minister Mbalula was getting involved. I remember Julius was asking me on DMs, like, so what's going on? What are they saying? And everyone was just frantic. And then it turns out it might actually just be a big fat joke. But anyway, for me, that was the end of it. I was like, that's it. I'm just going to leave this one out.
Yeah.
And that was my week. And then I told people that I wanted to be on The Queen, the soapy. And then I needed 10,000 retweets. So we got the 10,000 retweets.
Oh, we did. Oh, well done. Yeah. Well done.
And yeah. And I was saying,
so you're going to be Brutus's wife?
I better be. They better start writing something
on
for
The Queen.
Me. But this 1 year, 2017, will not end.
Yeah. Tell them I'm going to be your bodyguard.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell them I'm going to be your bodyguard.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to wear the little earpiece and drive the black car.
Yeah. And say,
she's just look busy. She's on the move. I don't want to script. I just want to look busy and look threatening. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but okay.
But now we've got two amazing guests in studio.
Yep.
Yo, guys, I don't know where to start. Yo.
Let me give you time to compose yourself. While you compose yourself, of course, if you want to interact with our guests in the studio, you can WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. Otherwise, you can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Belighted Show, and on Facebook, it's Belighted Show with Rami and Romeo. And we'd like to obviously hear from you. And people are also interacting, but we would like to see that more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, over to you. I'm ready with my drum roll.
Okay. You know, the other day we had a child star.
Right.
So that was not enough. So we decided to bring two of them today.
Yeah.
Child stars.
Yes.
There are no more children anymore.
Yeah. Not some of anymore. Them are graying.
Yeah, they're graying.
Yes.
Oh, other ones married.
Yeah.
Got kids.
Mm.
They're business women now. They got the.
They travel.
They travel a lot.
Yeah, no, yeah. One of them travels like, it's like, let me just say, I'm here in Rivonia. I'll quickly go to Santin.
Yeah.
But she's going to London, going to the US.
Yeah,
it's
she
like,
wakes up.
Yeah, boo, I'll be back.
She actually wakes up and says, you know what? The weather here today is not right.
What's you know.
Let me go to London.
Yes.
Yeah. And then she does something like that.
Mm.
Okay. What I can tell is that these girls are so dynamic.
Yeah.
They are so dynamic. They literally grew up in front of our eyes. Well, in front of my eyes. They keep reminding me how old I am, which is quite sad because I keep thinking I'm still 29.
Yeah.
But they're so driven. They're so dynamic. They're so talented. They're so motivational. They're just
risk
so
takers.
Inspiring. They're risk takers. Yeah. They know how to put their money where their mouths are. Mm. They are just phenomenal women. These are the people that when you look at them, you actually sit back and say, you know what, we are led. You know, we are led, comrades. We are being led.
Let me know when I should drum roll.
You should have started a long time ago.
No, Makabani, I was just supporting
you. Do it. Makabani, we are being led here. We've got women who are going to carry this country and take it forward.
Yes.
You know, in the next 10, 15 years, we won't be asking which women president. We should be like, out of these 28,
yep,
which one are we taking? Because they fall in that whole number.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And they've brought us beautiful TV. They're amazing actors.
Yeah.
You know, they
script do script writers, they write movies.
They write movies,
eh?
They're producers,
yeah,
they're investors,
they are advisors,
everything,
media moguls,
they're everything you can think
they
of.
They own the media,
they even have their own TV station.
We should say they have the ability to capture the media,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio today, we've got
yes,
Stephina Zwane. Woo-hoo! And Salamina Mosese.
But then
kinda, you do call yourself Mosese again. Yes. It is. I was just checking. Pelnaf always been Ramitrain, you know. It doesn't matter what happened between then and now, I'm still Ramitrain. So Salamina is here.
Yeah.
Stephina is here.
Yes.
They look absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
Hello guys.
They woke up like this.
And they're wearing casual clothes. They look 15.
Yeah.
Wow. They look 15.
Yes.
And I've worked with both of them.
Yeah, I've worked with both of them. Like we. Can't they?
Oh, No. When I say I've worked with both of them, is because when I was working with them, you were not there.
We have worked with them.
Was I there when you were working with them?
That's besides
the point. No, was I there?
Okay, let's focus on our
case. Exactly. You were not there.
Right.
You were not there, Romeo.
Yeah.
Hi, Saul.
Good morning.
Hi, Steph.
Hello, Steph.
Welcome,
oh,
ladies.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Oh, yeah. By the way, Stephina Stephina has the going. So if you don't know which one is which, the one who says Sesirami is Stephina. And then the one who goes Sesirami is Salamina.
Yeah.
She hides her.
But then, you know that I had a for a very long time. My R's only got developed in my late 20s, actually.
I gave up trying.
Yeah, you gave up trying. Okay, well. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for having
us. Tell us about yourselves. I don't know where to start. There's so many things I want to ask you, but then I don't know where to start.
At the beginning.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's talk about the first jobs you guys did before we're going to talk about your relationship.
Yeah.
Sure. The first job I did was crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
So, which is where we meet.
Who's talking?
Yes.
Who's talking? Your name, please.
Stephina is talking now.
Oh, how right. But Stephina has the radio voice. please. I sound like I have a flu. So that's how you tell the difference. True story.
There
true
we story. Go. Yeah. Right.
Far too kind, friend. So we started. I started working when I was about 15 on Crazy. I was still in high school.
Crazy on ETV.
Mm-hmm. Crazy on ETV as a TV presenter.
Yeah.
You know, we were those kids present after school.
Yeah.
We'd come on to people's TVs and introduce Pokemon.
Yes.
And Teletubbies.
Yes.
So that was the first job. I didn't think I'd still be in this industry.
Yeah.
Back then, 16, 17 years later, I shouldn't have chosen to be in this industry.
The honesty of it all.
Should have gone to be an engineer or something like that.
Yeah. Oh,
now they tell us.
Yeah. My first job was Soul Buddies.
Yes.
And I was 14 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it was an interesting journey. I think one of the first people to take me under their wings was Mel Lillian Dube. And she's probably one of the main reasons I'm still in the industry.
Yeah. Mm.
Because she's been at it for so long. But I remember one of the first things that she said to me is, don't believe your own PR. And I never, ever forgot it.
What does that mean?
Don't believe your own hype. Don't buy into the hype. Mm. Arrive every day on set prepared. This is a job. Mm. Treat it like it's a professional environment.
Yeah, true.
And she, because she was always concerned about when the fame element enters the picture.
Mm.
Usually, that's where people lose their way.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. So she always used to say, "That's it. It's a part of our job, but that's not the job."
Uh-huh.
So don't believe the PR.
Okay, can I put you on the spot? Can you create a belated moment for someone who has a day job?
Okay.
I want you to translate. I love that. You know, I love that. Translate it for me. I'm the corporate guy.
Okay.
If you had to say that to me, and I'm starting a new job, and it's paying well, and, you know, I'm going to go out and, you know, be the face, whatever, how would you translate that?
Well, you know what it is. It's about... the plan that you make going into any job, whether you are in the corporate sector or in the entertainment industry, what is it that you want to be doing a year from now? What is it that you want to be doing 3 years from now? And what is it that you want people to be saying about you?
Right.
Yes, you don't have to define yourself by what people say, but if you are in an environment where, for example, you need to be assessed by a manager, you know, what does that mean for you and your daily behavior, your deliverables, etc. Okay. And then if you want to be the CEO of that very company that you're working in one day, what does that mean? What is that trajectory going to look like for you? Yeah. And what is the plan that you need to make around that?
Right.
So if you're going to, you know, start focusing on the wrong stuff in between, you're going to get lost.
And I think also just to add to what she's saying, what is your why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing what you
what you're doing, what you
want to do? Because sometimes you might not be, you might not have reached your goal as yet. You're still trying to get there. What is your why? So when we were younger and you'd get on set, today might be a great day. The director loves you. The floor manager loves you. Oh, your scene, amazing. Tomorrow, you might not have the same day.
Yeah.
But what is your why? What is going to make you get to work, still remember your lines, still be polite, still be respectful to the people you work with, regardless of what happened yesterday and regardless of what's going to happen today?
Okay.
Consistency.
Right, right.
That sounds amazing. Okay, so soul buddies, then crazy together. Because was it last week or the 2 weeks ago we had... Hulisani.
Sisi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking about relationships, which is what's going to bring us to your relationship, because she's still, I mean, yes, I mean, Sipho is there, and then and all the other girls are still, they're still very, very tight. So you guys, you work together on Crazy, and then now you're in business together. And it wasn't just the two of you on Crazy. Right? There were other presenters. But then what made the two of you stick to the point where you actually ended up getting into business together?
That's a good question. Steph likes to say I'm great company, so I think that's why she's still around. No, on the real, I think it was a meeting of minds. What I loved about that group of crazy presenters, I mean, we're still in touch with the others. I was actually talking to Muso today, this morning. We're still friends with Ketiwe, because Ketiwe and Steph actually went to high school together. I think, you know, we made real friends. Those were real genuine friendships.
True.
That transcended the industry. And that's why we're still all in each other's lives. I think for me personally, I've always, you know, I remember the first week, the first couple of weeks when I met Steph, I was like, yo, this feisty woman. She was still young then. She was cray, cray.
But I know exactly what you mean.
She's tame. She's calm down.
She's calm down a bit.
No, but what I loved about Steph is she's always been headstrong. She was always assertive, which, you know, sometimes you either gravitate towards people who are like you, or you gravitate towards people you want to be like. And for me, that was one of the things I loved about Steph, her spirit, her vibe. She always spoke her mind. And I was like, this is something that I want to rub off on me. And over the years, we've gone through our own changes in our personal lives, spiritual lives, you know, physically, obvious. We're not 16 anymore.
And someone had to mother somebody, you know, eventually.
Such things. But it's just great to have a genuine friend who inspires you to be great. And then we just have fun together. We're very alike. Even though we're different in separate ways, but we like the same things. So it's really a meeting of minds. And the business came much later, but the idea actually came in varsity. But we're both procrastinators, so we are working on that together.
Right.
So, because it took that long for us to actually decide, we're taking the plunge. The business has been there for many, many years. Let's just do it. Take the risks and see.
Let's talk to young up-and-coming or lady entrepreneurs or business people who are also finding their way, you know, into the corporate world, you know, asking for funding or partnerships and all that. As a man, I kind of like ask this question for me. How are we as men, you know, receiving you know, strong-headed women coming into the boardroom and challenging. Somebody's getting ready for a response. And how has that changed, you know, maybe 10 years up to where we are now? Do you find that we are more receptive? And would you kind of like have an idea how, you know, maybe say South African men versus the continent or the world, you know, what are those dynamics that you've come to learn?
Look, I think we were fortunate in that we grew up in an amazing time. We grew up in the new South Africa, so to speak. Yeah. So the opportunities that were presented to us were very different to what our parents were presented with.
True.
And that is possibly then why we believe that if an opportunity, you know, arises, grab it with both hands and see what you can get out of it. Apply yourself and give it your all.
Mm.
With your question with regards to how men and businessmen and executives and possible investors receive you as a woman, I think it's very... How do I say this?
Diplomatically.
Yes.
some sort of surprise diplomacy. Like, so I can see the boss couldn't meet us today.
Yes.
They sent you instead.
Like, no. We are the bosses. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we thought we were meeting with Stefina Zwane. That's me. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, we get asked a lot of the time when we walk into a meeting that, okay, no, that's great. We love your presentation. So who owns your company?
Oh, no.
But we do. Mm. And who else?
Oh.
So one, two.
At the beginning, I wasn't sure what people meant.
Like, yeah.
What do you mean, who else? We just said, I'm Stefina and Salamina and we own Sorel Media.
Mm.
So what do you mean? Why must there be a somebody else? I don't get it.
Yeah.
So we live in a world where we constantly have to explain ourselves. We have to explain our source of power. As women, we grew up even with some of the guys who are in our age group who would question your authority and question, but why do you own a business?
Yeah, true.
And you're like, but we went to the same classes, we got the same education.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think was going to happen to me?
Yeah.
We learned the same things.
Yeah.
So why did you think you're going to be the CEO and not me?
Yeah.
You know? So it's also a shift that is happening or that needs to happen.
Yeah.
In our society when it comes to men. And sometimes we walk into a room and we entrepreneurs and we run a business. The first thing that's in our mind if we're at a conference or if we're at a place is to network.
Mm.
And we'll go in and we'll introduce ourselves. You know, with the hope that we'll get some business from you or something for the business, and people would be interested until they go, so when are we doing lunch or dinner? Mm. You're like, but I want to do dinner.
Mm.
Come to
Give
my
me
office.
Business.
Yeah, come to my office to the boardroom and show me and tell me how I can get business from you.
Mm.
Yeah.
But people want to do dinner.
Yeah, because you guys look like you need a blesser, you know. You don't
I would
like,
appreciate,
you know,
one.
What I mean? You know when people look
in
at
the
you,
right
think
way.
It, you know when people, because I know that you had to invest a lot of your own money to get the business up and running. And so it is like almost 10 years old now, is it? How old is your business?
Well, on paper,
yes,
it's that old.
Yes, yes.
But fully established, it's 3 years now.
Yeah, it's 3 years. Yeah. And then you hit the floor running because I remember you guys were on the cover of a couple of magazines.
Yes,
like,
with
Batate Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got Azza TV, which is like a digital TV station, so to speak.
Yeah.
But now, what I like about it is that you put your own money. I mean, you spend about what? 700,000?
Oh,
like right now, if you say show me 700,000, I'll be like, 1 rand, 2 rand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is a lot of money. Mm. That is a whole lot of handbags. That's a whole lot of shoes. That's a whole lot of entertainment and dining and lunching and traveling.
Yeah.
You know, and then for someone like you guys, we have to actually. I mean, I know it wasn't like boom, one lump sum, whatever, but it's like, you know. cutting out on a few things to make this dream happen.
And a then, lot of things.
A whole lot of things, yeah. You know? Mm. Yeah. Knowing that you can't, you mustn't buy a burger, get a gota instead.
And share it lily four.
And share it lily four and cut it. You know what I mean? And yeah. And now, how has the journey been like now seeing that, okay, 10 years, let's not talk about paper. Mm-hmm. 3 years now, when you started, and then it starts rolling in like this, and you know, it is wheeled together, it is oiled together. You can see the business is going. People are now noticing that these people are a bunch of creatives who know what they're doing. I mean, I know you guys, you pitch against some of the biggest companies I've seen that I even know. And it's beautiful when you see that there is this multi-million company bidding, that another multi-million company bidding, and then there is Sorel right there with them, you know. And I mean, how does that feel to see that it is actually coming together? I mean, you might not be multi-millionaires yet, but it is surely coming.
Ramstar, you just gave me another idea of a question.
Yeah, but relax. Can they answer my question?
It's a nice attachment to
it's
it.
It's a compound question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As a business, you know, as an all-ladies business, when do you know that you need to walk away from a deal? Because I think, you know, you are mature enough to know that, yes, we want the money, but not like this.
Mm. Which one
are you going to answer? Answer.
I'm going to start, yeah. Yes. It hasn't been an easy journey. In fact, it is not glamorous at all. There's just no fronting about it. Mm. Being a startup is an adventure, good and bad. And I think we have had to get really, really uncomfortable with the growth process.
Yeah.
It has pushed us to our absolute limit, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Mm. We pray a lot. I think it's really important that you center yourself, and we know where our source comes from. Steph always says the one thing that business will do is it'll make you know God intimately.
Yeah.
And you have to. So I think it's rewarding for us when we take stock of where we were. But the journey is still long. I think there's a lot that we want to achieve. There's a lot of growth that still needs to happen in our business.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have the freedom to explore ourselves creatively, even much, much more than what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we're passionate about young people. So I think until Steph and I can really, really feel that we have empowered 7, 18, 20 other young people like ourselves, we won't feel like we are where we want to be.
You know, but
you know, I think every now and then we go, yo, we have equipment, we have offices, we have this. Actually, we need to pat ourselves on the back.
Cool offices, you know, and nice chairs, by the way.
Thank you.
Nice red chairs.
We have to keep them comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
piece of advice, piece of information that I think we should explore more.
Mm.
The NYDA has just gone 400 million rand approval from government.
That's cool.
And then they are going through a reorgmentation or a reorganization.
You mean again?
Calibration.
Again, like yes.
This is important. So my challenge to you is, let's go have a meeting with NYDA to give us the chunk of that money. And then you have national workshops on all girls entrepreneurs and startups.
Oh,
and you facilitate it, and then they pay for it.
Mm. Boom. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
You know, I think... yeah, okay, I'll let Steph answer your second part of the question.
Remind me the question again. You know, the question is morning, we need money. We are waking
yeah,
up.
We need money as ladies, you know, but there might come a time where you have to walk away from it.
How do we do we walk away?
So as a business, how do you decide that this we do, this we don't do?
Mm. You know, the most beautiful thing about us is because sometimes we also don't know when to walk away.
Okay.
But because I'm going to sound like I'm preaching now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
But because we really have to rely on something outside of ourselves, we find that God just makes the situation work out. So we find that if we're trying to do a deal with a company or with a person and it's not meant to be, either it will be immediate. We've met people who would promise us the world on email, and then we get to the meeting and we're so excited.
Mm.
And 2 minutes into the meeting, I'm like, yo, okay, this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
Where you, I'm just, and or Sal will get that feeling where afterwards we'll be like, okay, lovely to meet you. We'll see you soon. And then we'll get into the car and go, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Just intuition.
Just, yeah. Mm. So we've had to rely a lot on intuition and trust it. Because everybody's has got intuition. The question then becomes, do you listen to that intuition or not? Mm. We've had to listen to it. And that has saved us from a lot of heartache, because the times when we didn't listen to that intuition, it cost us an arm and a leg. Mm. So we've really come to a point where if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't sound right, even if it looks right, it's not for us.
Also, just to add to that, as young entrepreneurs and as females, I think it's really important for you to understand who you are, firstly, what your business is, and who and how you fit into that business. Yeah. And then also understand that entrepreneurship is a very fragile space. So it's really important who you work with. I once did a blog about one of the most important decisions that you make before getting into a business is who is your business partner. Because there have been days where, had it not been for Steph, the business would have crashed, and vice versa. And you know, some people are sole entrepreneurs, that's fine, but then you need somebody that you can call. I call you a lot, Mr. Maromza.
Oh, yes. I'm in the equation.
Business consultant for free.
You know, where I should, no, don't. This is you giving back.
Okay.
You know,
I'm being bulldozed live on air.
Maromza, we bulldoze.
What advice have I given you? And that actually worked.
Oh, there's been a lot.
Okay.
I think. No, there's been too much. And plus, I don't want to give away such things. You must empower others, you know. But it's about who is in your space, because it is extremely important, even if it's just to get a second opinion. It's really important, this thing of trying to change the industry for us as young black women, but doing it in silos, it's not going to get us very far. We need to collaborate. We need to ask for help, but you need to ask for the right kind of help. And in your gut, you know when somebody is for you, and that's really important.
Okay. Ramster?
What? What do you want me to say?
Say something. Say something. I'm trying to create peace here. You know?
You're trying to create peace.
I'm trying to create peace.
You don't create peace. You just make it. Okay, so for people who don't know about the digital TV, can you tell? Can just tell us what kind of programs do you have on Azza TV, what to look out for? Because I know that, I mean, for instance, with Cliff Central, it is not your so-called mainstream media. Everything is getting so digitalized now, digitized, and then you guys as well. I think it's something that you saw already in advance that it might be the way to go, because as we all know, like, the public broadcaster is going through so many problems and challenges, and not only because people maybe used and abused money or mismanaged money, but it's also because some of the systems that they had in place needed to change, but they didn't want to change with that. And then, you know, the people moved, you know. That's what happens even with animals. They stick to one place and they eat, and when the land is no longer feeding them, and it's this drought and it dries out, they move. The whole crowd moved. They go look for a greener pasture somewhere. And I think that's one of the things that has happened with a public broadcaster. And they keep going back to government, trying to keep the same dry well afloat. But nobody's moving with the times. So tell us about Azza TV, what you have there, and the beautiful faces that you have there, and then tell us why we don't have a show there after that.
You're now where?
Who came up with the name Azza TV?
Wow, okay.
Both of us.
Yeah, I think we both did. Azza means powerful in Swahili. We were very passionate about whatever we put on that platform needs to shift us to a different power state.
Wow.
We want people to be able to view themselves from a position of power, because we are powerful.
That's such a beautiful thing to say.
We have stories to tell.
We have people go, it stands for Azania. We're like, yes, that too.
That too.
It can be Azania, Amanda.
It can be whatever you want it to be, just as long as you download the app.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're also going to tell us how to download the app, because people can get it on their... It's available on Android as well as on iOS. That's so great. Okay, yeah. You're going to tell us about that. But then tell us, what programs, what do we look forward to on Azar TV?
We've got four different channels on Azar TV. We've
Joey,
got Inspirational.
TV1, TV2, TV3, TV4.
So we've got Inspirational, Entertainment, Talk, and
Lifestyle.
There we go. Mm. And we have Yummy Mummy, which is a show about parenting.
Yes.
That
I know about the Yummy Mummy one.
Yes. Salamina presents that show. It's a very popular show, especially on Azar TV, because we live in, and mothers are very close to our hearts. Because she's a mom, but because we're now growing into
and
that
you're just
space.
The aunt, ne?
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea how great an aunt
best.
I am.
Oh my
god. No, but I'm just, that's not what I'm saying, but
yeah,
you're the aunt.
Like
yeah.
I love being an aunt. It is the best thing ever.
Okay.
Because you can give them back.
Yes. Exactly. Oh. That's what I'm saying. It's like you're like, yes. There you go. Thank you. Bye.
I love the kids. Yeah. But when it becomes too much, hey, okay, how bye nana.
It's been lovely, it's but been take great. Your child back.
Yeah. Then we have Dot Africa, which is a show on tech and new technologies, uh-huh. blogging, vlogging. We have The Sit Down, which is where I speak to influential Africans who are doing or who have a great story to tell.
Yeah.
What other shows do we have?
We've got Diary of a Street Corner.
Yes.
You still have Hope Architects.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Hope Architects, motivational speakers, yeah. life coaches, mm-hmm. Giving short, punchy messages just yeah. to activate our viewers. Mm. There's actually 8 shows on the platform at the moment.
We've Real got Africa.
Real Africa, which is looking at the arts, the theater, the you know, the film scene in Africa. And I think it's been... For us, the big dream is to have it be a hub for producers from all over the continent to be able to showcase their different programming.
Yeah.
At the moment, all the shows that are on the platform, we produced ourselves. And it's growing. It's growing. We have viewers from Mozambique, Ghana, Kenya, the UK, the US, South Africa, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an interesting space to be playing in. Still very much... it's developing. And South Africa is a bit slower than the rest of the continent, but we're catching up.
Yeah.
Because I think what people are starting to understand is TV is not the only place where I can watch programming.
Yeah.
My phone is a gadget.
Yeah, which is why then you find MultiChoice now saying get your stations on your mobile, because no one is going to be sitting in a lounge all day trying to figure out, you know.
The world is fast moving.
Ramstad, can you check if Puleng has sent us a message there?
No.
That's our number one fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
Puleng Hopper.
By the way, Puleng Hopper is my friend. He's like my bestest friend.
She is our friend. Our friend.
But she's my friend.
Yes, so.
You just met her on Cliff Central.
Why are you being like this?
Don't take ownership.
We are live on air.
Like, don't take ownership.
Sally is going to the States. She has been nominated for the Mandela.
Selected.
She's going. Yes. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
I'm overpowered. I'm alone in the studio.
Yeah.
I need to get a more male representation in here. tell us about that. I'm actually quite excited because it means just, you know, the world is opening up. And also WOE to all the people that thought that they can open and close doors, and they don't know that the creator is the one who's created the damn doors.
The Mandela Washington Fellowship Program is a program that was started by Obama himself, and his foundation runs it, and then the U.S. government supports it. And the whole initiative is really to get young African leaders from across the continent and send them to different universities around the states.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's a 6-week program. The last week is a big, big summit in Washington where, you know, we meet the entire cohort of 1,000 people from Africa.
Yeah, who've been chosen.
Okay. Yeah, who've been chosen. I'll specifically be in Pennsylvania, a little town called Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. at the Lehigh University. And I'm really excited about this because, you know, for us, Azza TV is really not a South African product. Yeah. It is an African product. And when we were speaking about the fellowship, we're like, you know, we have so many ideas, but we really need to be able to network with people from all over, young people who are in the same space as we are, who are also confident about putting Africa on the map.
On the map, yeah.
But from our point of view, and really doing stuff for ourselves that will shift the continent forward. And I think that's why I was so excited about this opportunity. You know, it is a long program. It's very intensive, apparently. We had an orientation last week where for the first time I got to meet the other South Africans who were selected. There were about 3,800 South Africans who applied. They only chose 62 of us.
Yeah.
And we were all there in Sandton.
So what kind of English did you write when Nasa Lamina? To be selected out of 3.8.
Hey.
I must put a dictionary next to you.
Hey, well,
English with a capital I. English.
You know, I have to say, there's young women who are running mining. I was like, what? She is like 28 only, but she's got multiple companies. And then there's people who've invented things that are helping rural children to read and write. You know, it's such a diverse group of people. But one thing that I walked away with was, goodness gracious, guys, the future is bright.
Yeah,
I think a lot of the time we focus on how many problems or challenges there are.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, there's so many young people out there doing such amazing things. The more that we can get together and talk about these things, the more we'll be able to really, really change.
We are being led.
I like what you're saying. Before you continue, is we need to stop focusing on social media, because what we see on social media,
we think it is what it is.
Yeah. But as you say, there's actually people who are not on social media who are doing amazing work.
Yeah. And those are the people that... You know, the spotlight is not even on them. And a whole lot of people don't know about them.
But you're right. Shame, the future is bright.
Can I give you a task as your business advisor? Can you please find out which other digital TV or even commercial TV that can syndicate Yummy Mummy?
What are you talking about?
They
must buy content from you, because many times we buy content from them.
Did you hear how it went like me? I've got a task as a business advisor.
We've already done that.
Focus.
Because
I'm focused. You are not focused.
Over to you. You gave us an assignment a long time ago.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't report back.
Here's the report back.
I never.
Thank you.
Anything to get himself out of this jam. But anyway,
when you are my partner, you're supposed to protect me.
No,
like,
we
are live on air. Focus. Okay, ladies.
Touch a step. Report, please.
The report back, comrade, is that. So when we created Azza TV, one of the most important things we believed in was that producers on the continent, especially in South Africa, because on the rest of the continent, they already believe in this and are already applying it. Producers need to own their content. Currently in South Africa, our producer the content that is produced by independent producers is owned by channels. Which means they cannot then make more revenue from content that they conceptualized, put together, and presented, you know. So we produced everything that's on Azza TV, which means it's solely owned by Azza TV and Sorrel Media. So with the idea that it can stay on Azza TV and it can also travel. So Yummy Mummy has recently been licensed by another TV channel.
In the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean.
And I think we've also, in the last few years, just had a light bulb moment, because it was easy for us to say, no, we'll produce the stuff and then we'll own the stuff. But then as we started the journey, we then realized you can sell this stuff. And this is what traditional broadcasters do when they commission stuff. They commission, they own it, and then they sell it to the Caribbean. or wherever there's African
people.
You're the
thinking tanks with it. Let them run along with it, you know?
So we need to get to a point where we change the legislation or policy to a point where, even if the content is commissioned, producers still get to own a percentage of that, so that they can continue to make money. When we produced Love and Guaito, which was our first feature last year, we also did it with that in mind, that let's do it so that we own it, and then we can sell it to whoever we want to. Because currently the licensing terms or the commissioning terms are brutal to the producer.
They
take the whatever your
the
show
cut.
Is. Yeah, they take no.
They take the whole cut. So, no. They take the whole thing. There's no cut.
Because they take it.
They take everything.
We are out of time. Our parting shots. Yes.
Okay.
We are out of time.
But before you give us parting shots, I just want to say, because I remember Love and Quieto, guys. A whole lot of people were actors, were entrepreneurs, were creatives, were everything. But it takes a lot for someone to start a movie from start to finish to the point of it being out there as a product without any major backup. And you guys did the things that made the pods do the things that made the pods disappear. Well done for that.
Thank you.
This is why we have gray hair.
That's why you've got gray hair.
Speak to lady entrepreneurs starting out or struggling in business. You know, your experience, what can you say to them?
If you're a lady entrepreneur, even if you're a guy entrepreneur, but what I've learned in business is to never give up. It sounds so simple. It sounds like such a, we hear this every day, but really don't give up, because right at the point where you want to give up, tomorrow could be the day where you get your next deal. So don't do it. You will think it. We think it all the time. But unfortunately, we don't have the luxury to actually put it into action, because we've started. We know too much now to go back into the job market and try and look for a job in somebody else's production company.
Besides, no one will hire you guys. You're not hireable.
We're unemployable.
You're too powerful to be hired. Yeah, you're too woke.
I think just want to say, you know, if you are going into business because you want to get rich quickly,
forget it. That's the wrong reason.
Because it's going to drain you first. But you must understand that it's building blocks, and then, you know, building an empire takes time. But don't give up when you have the dry spells. But very important, your vision. Know what it is that you want to do and why you want to do it. Boom.
That's so fantastic. Right.
Thank you so much
for having us.
What a lovely time we had.
We can talk for hours. You guys must come back. I don't know
we
why.
Will.
With more money. You must have fun in the US.
Thank you.
Tell everyone that knows me in the States. Say, how's Romy? Say,
Romy says hi. And then, you know when we'll come back. I'll tell you when we're coming back.
Yeah.
When we finished with our second film?
Yes,
definitely.
We're shooting in September. So
yes.
Can I just be the guy who's walking past?
No.
Nothing.
He's horrible.
You want to just walk.
Listen, Romy is such a bad actor. He can't even be an extra.
Why'd you get Romy?
It's been lovely having you guys. I'm delighted. Thank you so much. Love to the kitty and hangs on. CliffCentral.com